I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led dozens of U.S. Democratic lawmakers holding lights in a moment of silence on the steps of the Capitol Thursday night, the final official event marking the anniversary of last year's attack on the Capitol aimed at disrupting the certification of Joe Biden's election victory. Earlier, President Biden ripped former President Donald Trump for inciting the deadly insurrection. In a forceful speech, Biden said the rioters held a dagger to the throat of America and American democracy. He said Trump keeps spinning a web of rigged election lies because he can't admit he lost the 2020 election. Biden said he's not just a former president, he's a defeated former president. For his part, Trump issued a series of statements repeating the false stolen election claims and saying Biden is just trying to cover his own failures as president. Fresh violence erupted in Kazakhstan's main city of Almaty on Thursday as Russia sent in paratroopers to put down an uprising in one of Moscow's closest former Soviet allies. Police in Almaty said they had killed dozens of rioters into the early hours of Thursday and Thursday evening, saw renewed battles in Almaty's main square, occupied alternatively by troops and hundreds of protesters throughout much of the day. The General Secretary of the ex-Soviet alliance, the Collective Security Treaty Organization, told RIA news agency, the overall peacekeeping force would number 2,500 and could be strengthened if necessary. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Australia's Home Affairs Minister said tennis player Novak Djokovic is not being held captive in Australia and is free to leave at any time that he chooses to do so. Locked in a dispute over his COVID-19 vaccination status, Djokovic was confined to an immigration detention hotel in Melbourne as the number one men's tennis player in the world awaited a court ruling on whether he can compete in the Australian Open later this month. Djokovic, a vocal skeptic of vaccines, had traveled to Australia after Victoria state authorities granted him a medical exemption to the country's strict vaccination requirements. But when he arrived late Wednesday, the Australian border force rejected his exemption as invalid and barred him from entering the country. A federal judge will take up the case next week. A lawyer for the government agreed the 9-time Australian Open champion should not be deported before then. The World Health Organization said Thursday a record 9.5 million cases of COVID-19 were tallied around the world last week, marking a 71% weekly increase that amounted to a tsunami as the new Omicron variant sweeps worldwide. However, the number of recorded deaths declined. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, while Omicron appears to be less severe than previous variants, it should still be taken seriously. He said Omicron is hospitalizing people and it's killing people. In fact, the tsunami of cases is so huge and quick that it's overwhelming health systems around the world. Nearly 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, six former advisors for President Joe Biden are urging a different approach, writing Thursday in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Advisors wrote three articles urging Americans to learn with the virus in a new normal, as opposed to trying to eradicate it. They wrote one article without a strategic plan for the new normal with the endemic COVID-19. More people in the U.S. will unnecessarily experience morbidity and mortality. They also so-called vaccine mandates and the development of variant-specific vaccines. And the United States and Japan will sign a new defense collaboration deal to counter emerging defense threats, including hypersonic and space-based capabilities, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.